Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Lamed Chet, daf 38. We left off on Lamed Zayin Amud Bet, 37b. We are 37b towards the middle of the page, smack in the middle of the line. The Gemara says, so we are talking about the mitzvot that apply in Eretz Yisrael and the mitzvot that apply also in Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara says, Lamed Zayin Amud Bet. V'hashta da'amar chovat aguf noeget bein v'arch bein mechutz la'aretz. Now that you said that any mitzvot that are incumbent, they're obligatory on the person, they apply both in Israel and outside. Moshav dichtav rachmana gabei Shabbat lamali. Why do we need Shabbat, the psukim about Shabbat, to say the word Moshav? Right, now it's going to go through all the mitzvot that are incumbent upon a person, and they're going to say, hold on, why does it say bi'ah, why does it say Moshav in the psukim then? If it's incumbent upon the person, then it doesn't need to say Moshav. So the Gemara says, itzterich, no, I need it. Salkadat hachamina, I would have thought to say, ho'ilu v'inyana de mo'adot ktiva. Since Shabbat is written next to the Chagim, I would have thought Tibai Kiddush Beidin Ki Mo'adot. I would have thought you would require to have the Beidin sanctify it, sanctify Shabbat just like they sanctify the Chagim. I would have thought Kamashmala. That's why the Gemara comes to you and says, no, you don't need that. That's why you need Moshav. The Gemara says Moshav Dichtav Rachmana Gavei Chede V'Dam Namali. Why do we need Moshav when it talks about the fats and the blood? So the Gemara says, "Itzderich." I need that also. Why? Sakedat achamin. I would have thought to say, "Hoilu v'inyana de korbanon ktive." Since it's written by the korbanon, bezman deika korban nitzar chedav edam. When there is a sacrifice, when there's a beit hamikdash, then maybe I would have thought only then fat and blood is asur. Whereas bezman deika korbanot, where there's no beit hamikdash, there's no korbanot, I would have thought that no blood and fat would not be asur. Kamashmalna. That's why we need it to say that it is asur. Moshav dechtav rachmana gabei matzah maor lamali. Why do we need moshav when talking about matzah and maror? So the Gemara says, itzderich, I need it as well. So I would have thought to say that since it says in the pasuk, al matzot umrorim yochluhu, you eat matzah, al matzot umrorim, you eat it. So it says, bezman dehika pesach in. Only when there's a pesach, I would have thought when there's a korban pesach, you would have the obligation to eat the matzah and maror. But when there's no Korban Pesach nowadays, we wouldn't have the obligation. That's why we need the Pasuk to say, Moshav, to teach us that no, even nowadays, we have the mitzvah. Okay, now, Bi'ah dichtav rachmana gabei tefillin upeter chamor lamali. Why do we need the word Bi'ah, where we understood these words mean in the land of Israel? Why do we need that word, or depending on the Tana that you go by, if it applies both in outside and Israel? So the question is, we need it for the Tana Dever Bishmael. Asem mitzvah zo, shebishvila tikanes la'aretz. The Chachamim are saying that the reason why it says bia is because if you do this mitzvah, if you do tefillin, and you do the mitzvah of Peter Chamor, first donkey, it becomes kadosh, you redeem it, then with these mitzvot, you will be zochet to be able to go into the land of Israel. That's what the Chachamim are saying. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam adam anda amar moshav kol makom sha'atem yoshvim mashma." It makes sense if you say the word moshav means anywhere that you reside. Haynu dichti. That's why it says in the pasuk, "Vayochelu me'avur ha'aretz me'achor da pesach." After the day of the Pesach on the 16th of Nisan, then they ate the grain. They ate right. This is talking about the mitzvah of chadash, like we spoke about yesterday. So after Pesach, then they're allowed to eat. On the 16th, once they brought the Korban HaOmer, then all of the Chadash becomes Yashan, becomes old wheat, and you're allowed to eat all of the wheat in the field, in the market. So the Gemara says, "Mimachorat haPesach achol." Only from the next day they ate. Meikara lo achol, but they weren't eating from before. So what do you see? Alma, we see a keruv Omer v'hadar echol. First they would bring the Korban HaOmer, and only then they were allowed to eat the Chadash, which turned into Yashan. So it makes sense if you say Moshav, it's referring to any place. This is referring to outside of Israel. Right? So the Gemara says, Ela leman damar lachar Yerusha v'yeshiva, but according to the one who says that it's only referring to, it's referring to after Yerusha v'yeshiva, after inheriting and settling in the land of Israel, nechula altar, they should be able to eat chadash right away, because they're not in the land of Israel yet. They didn't inherit it yet. So the Gemara says, Lohavut tzriche, they didn't need that. They didn't need to eat. Why? Tichtivu, Bnei Yisrael achlu et haman 40 shana ad bo'am el eretz moshavet, et haman achlu ad bo'am el ketzei eretz kenan. They ate the man until they came into the land, until they came into the outskirts of the land of Canaan, the land of Israel. Hold on. These two parts of the psukim contradict each other. Is it in the land or is it outside the land? So the Gemara says, "Yev sha'en lamar adbam el eretz moshavit shikvar neimar kitzei eretz Kanan." You can't say it was in the land because it says the outside of the land. Yev sha'en lamar el kitzei eretz Kanan shikvar neimar adbam el eretz moshavit. You can't say it was the outside of the land because it already says it was inside of the land. So haketzad, how does it so? B'shiva ba'adar met Moshe. On the 7th of Adar, Moshe died. Upasak man milered, and the man stopped falling. V'hayu mistapkin miman shebkelayim, and they were still eating the man that they had in their kelim and their utensils. Ad shishasar b'nisan, until the 16th of Nisan. And that's why, until the 16th, they didn't need food. Meaning, it's not to say that they weren't allowed to, he's trying to say. Maybe the mitzvah only applied in Lender Israel. But he's trying to say that maybe they just had, Moshe Rabbeinu died, the man stopped, but they had what was left until the 16th of Nisan. So the says, Tani Yidduch, I have another braita. It says, Umnei Yisrael achlu et aman arba'im shana. The Umnei Yisrael, they ate the man for 40 years. V'chi arba'im shana achlu, did they eat man for 40 years? V'halo arba'im shana chaser shloshim yom achlu. They only ate for 11 months and 39 years and 11 months. How do we know that? Rashi explains, Shenistapku me'ugot she'otim mitzrayim. They had the foods that they brought up from Mitzrayim with them. And the Torah says they went from Elim, and came, all Bnei Yisrael came to Midbar Sin, from the Chamishah Asar B'Nisan, until the second month. Meaning for 1 month, they were still eating the food that they had when they came out of Mitzrayim with them. So they didn't, that 1 month, it's not 40 years, it's 39 years and 11 months. So the Gemara says, Ela lomar lach, the cakes or the foods that they brought out of Mitzrayim had the taste of man. And so therefore that's what he's saying. He's saying even though they didn't eat it for 40 days, it was as if they ate it for 40 days. Tani, we have another braita. It says, B'shiva ba'adar met Moshe. On the 7th of Adar, Moshe died. B'shiva ba'adar nolad. And on the 7th of Adar, he was born. He was born and died on the same day. Minayin she'b'shiva ba'adar met. How do we know he died on the 7th of Adar? She'nemar, it says, V'yamot sham Moshe eved Adonai, this servant of God, Moshe, he died. Uchtiv v'yivku b'nei Yisrael Moshe v'arvad Moab shoshim yom. Moshe, they cried for him when he died 30 days. Uchtiv v'yi acharei mot Moshe eved Adonai, when after Moshe died. Uchtiv Moshe avdi met v'ata kum avor. It says that Yehoshua tells the nation in the beginning of the book of Yehoshua, okay, Moshe, Hashem is saying, Moshe, my servant died. Now I want you to pass over the land. It says in the next 3 days you're going to pass over the land. They're going to start going to the land of Israel. Yarden. And when did they pass into the land? On the 10th of the first month, on the 10th of Nisan. So hold on. We said 30 days they cried. 3 days he said you're going to go into the land. So that's 33 days. Now if we count back 33 days from 10th of Nisan, where do we get to? Semehen shloshim u'shloshan yamim la'afreya. You go 33 days back. Ha'le'amata shavishiva ba'adar met Moshe. You can count that Moshe Rabbeinu died on the 7th of Adar. From the 10th of Nisan, 33 days back is the 7th of Adar. And that's how you get that. U'minayin shavishiva ba'adar nulad Moshe. How do we know he was born on the 7th of Adar? Says Shneimar vayomer alehem ben me'ah ve'asim shana nochi hayom lo'uchal od la'tev elavo. Says I'm 120 years old today, and I can't go out any further. Like Gemara explains Masachet Soda, what does it mean? I can't go out any further. It means b'divrei Torah. It means it wasn't that he physically withered. It means that he was. And this is what Rashi explains also in the Torah, is that he was not capable of being able to transmit the Torah anymore because it was time for Yehoshua to take over. So he says, why does it say the word hayom here? She'en tamun lomar hayom today. Why does it say today he's 120 years old? Medamen shaKadosh Baruch Hu Yosheve Memaleh Shnoteihem Shetzadikim Miyom Leyom Mechodesh LeChodesh. It's telling us that Hashem fills the days of the righteous from day to day, from month to month. Shneimar et mispar amalecha et mispar yamecha amaleh. The days of your life I will fill. Hashem says, meaning that was exactly 120 years. He was saying he filled his life to be 120 years on the dot. That's what he's meant to say. Hayom. Therefore, if you count 120 years, he died on the 7th of Adar. 120 years, if it was exact, he must have been born on the 7th of Adar as well. Because he died and was born on the same day, if it's exact. So the Gemara says, Tanya, we have a brighter. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer, Shlosha mitzvot nitzavu Yisrael v'knesatan ha'aretz. There were 3 mitzvot that Am Yisrael was commanded when they went into the land. V'nohagot, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. And they were accustomed both in Israel and outside of Israel. V'hu adin she'inago, and they should have a custom. It says, what are the three? So the three are just outside the mitzvah of Chadash, which we spoke about yesterday, that from right now is actually about the time, from the time of Sukkot and on, it becomes a problem that the wheat that gets into the supermarkets and stuff like that, they now become a problem of Chadash. What that means is that if any wheat that was planted after Pesach, which usually arrives into the supermarkets after it's done with its whole process to get into the market, is by around the Sukkot time, according to Rabbi Ben Chaim, then only then the Torah prohibits eating any planted wheat after Pesach. Right? So that's Chadash, that's new wheat. And then when does it become permitted? On the 16th of Nisan, when they would bring the sacrifice of the Omer, then it would be permitted. All of that wheat would now become permitted, and there's no problem anymore. So they got the mitzvah of Chadash. The next mitzvah they got was the mitzvah of Kilayim. Mitzvah of Kilayim was, you're not allowed to mix breed seeds. You can't mix plant different seeds. That was number two. And the last one was Orla. Was Orla was that the fruit of a tree in the first 3 years was not allowed to be eaten. So this is these are the three mitzvot that they took upon themselves that were commanded once they went into the land of Israel. So the Gemara says, "Uma chadash she'en isuro isur olam chadash." It's not a prohibition forever. Chadash is not permanent. By 16th of Nisan, it becomes permitted. Ve'en isuro isur ana'a, and it's not forbidden to benefit from. You're allowed to give it to your animal. You just can't eat it yourself. V'yesh heter li'isuro, and there is a heter. When it will become permitted, meaning on the 16th of Nisan, it will then eventually become permitted. Right? So it says, Noheg bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz. It's a mitzvah both in Israel and outside of Israel. Whereas, like we explained yesterday, the Ashkenazim rely on the Bach that holds that the Bach says it only applies in the land of Israel. And that's why all of the Hashkachot that we have today, OU, Starkei, all of these Hashkachot, they're not strict that all of their breaded foods should be Kemach Yashan, because they rely. Everyone relies on that Bach. But lehalacha, Rabbi Ben Chaim says that it's better to try to be strict because the Sfaradim is, we didn't take that halacha. So that is applying both in Israel and outside of Israel. Kilayim, but the misav kilayim, mixed breeding. She'isuran isur olam, it's forbidden forever if you mix breed. V'isuran isur ana'ah, and it's forbidden to benefit from. You cannot sell it, you cannot do anything with it. Ve'en heter lisuran, and it'll never become permitted. Is it not all the more so that it should be both in Israel and outside of Israel? How much more so? It's much more strict. And the same thing for Orla in two of the cases. Meaning, Orla is Asur HaBahana, is not allowed to be eaten, is Asur to benefit from. Here, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Alpha Bisha Shishi En Ba She'en Isura Isura Olam. It's not forbidden forever, Orla. Why is Orla not forbidden forever? Because third year, after the third year, you're allowed to eat Orla. So therefore, that doesn't have that one, but it still has Isur Ana'ah, and it doesn't have any permissive time during its forbidden time. Within that first 3 years, there's no time it'll become permitted. So it has two reasons to be strict, so therefore, we say the same thing for Orla. It should apply both in Israel and outside of Israel. That is the halakha. We have the mitzvah of Orla here as well. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, Kol mitzvah shenitzavu Yisrael kodem knisatan la'aretz, any mitzvah they were commanded before they went into the land of Israel, noeget bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz. We have the mitzvah both in Israel and outside of Israel. La'achar knisatan la'aretz, after they went into the land of Israel, eina noeget ela ba'aretz, it only is a mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah in the land of Israel. They only were commanded after they went into Israel. Chutz min hashmatat kesafim mishudach avadim, except for hashmatat kesafim, which is when a person gives a loan, the seventh year would cancel all loans. So except for that mitzvah, and the mitzvah of Shiloh HaVadim, of sending your slave away in the 50th year, in the year of the Yovel, that Rashi says, the Gemara is going to go through these two cases. Okay? But Sha'af al-Pin she'nitztavu aleihem la'achar k'nisatan la'aretz, even though these two mitzvot, they were only commanded after they went into the land of Israel, noheget bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz, they are commanded to do it both in Israel and outside of Israel. Hashmatat kesavim chovat agufi. Hold on, the Gemara says hashmatat kesavim of the loans being canceled. That isn't chovah of the guf of the individual. So obviously, it's both outside and inside of Israel. So the Gemara says lo nitzcha ela lechidetani. We need it for the following baraita. Tani, the baraita says Rebbe Omer v'zed devar shemitah shamot. This is the matter of shemitah. You should shamot. It says it twice. Talking about two different shmitas. Achat shmitat karka, achat shmitat kasafim. One is the shmita of the land, can't work your land, and one is the shmita of the money that the Shemitah, that the loans get cancelled, right? That seventh year. So the Gemara says, Bishman sha'ata meshamet karka, ata meshamet kasavim. In the time where we have Shemitah karka, then we have Shemitah of money. Bishman sha'iyata meshamet karka, but the time where you don't have Shemitah karka, iyata meshamet kasavim, you would not have the problem of cancelling of the loans. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema, why don't you say, Bimakom sha'ata meshamet karka, in the place where you have Shemitah karka, meaning in the land of Israel, you should also have the cancelling of the loans as well, over there as well. But in a place that you don't have that, you shouldn't have the Shemitah for kesef, for money. Why don't you say it's only land? There's that's why the Pasuk says, Ki kara Shemitah ladonai. It says he called it Shemitah for God. It says, Mikol makom. In every place, Shemitah is everywhere. That's Shemitah. Shiluach avadim chovat agufi. So too, shiluach avadim, sending away the slaves, is also the obligation of the human being. It's obviously both in Israel and outside Israel. So the Gemara says, "Akadaita chamina." I would have thought, "Ho iluchtiv." It says in the pasuk, "Ukratem deror ba'aretz." You call it liberty in the land. Ba'aretz in bechutz la'aretz. Oh, that's only in the land of Israel. I mean, not outside the land of Israel. The Gemara says that's why it says, "Atamul nomar yovel hi." It says yovel hi mikol makom. Then no, it is in all places. The Gemara said, "Im ken malta unamar ba'aretz." Why does it say in the land of Israel? Bisman shadiror noeg ba'aretz noeg v'chutz la'aretz. In a time where liberty takes effect, takes place in Israel, in the land of Israel, we have the Yovel in the land of Israel. So therefore, it also takes place outside the land of Israel. Ein diror noeg ba'aretz. If this liberty, this freedom, does not, this freeing the slaves does not take place in the land of Israel, the Yovel doesn't take place in the land of Israel, then eino noeg b'chutz la'aretz, then it would not take place outside the land of Israel. That is what it's trying to say when it says ba'aretz. It's not saying that it's only the land of Israel. It's saying it's only a custom whenever it applies in the land of Israel. That's what he's trying to say, but it's also in chutz la'aretz. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap. We started on Lamezan Amud Bed by talking about why do we need in all of those mitzvot that apply on the person, the psukim have to say biyah or moshav, and we went through all of those cases why you needed to say it. Part number two was we said that the Jewish people, they ate man for 40 years. Was it really 40 years? It was 30 years and 11 months. The Gemara says no, but the food that they brought out from Mitzrayim with them had the taste of man as well. The third part of the daf on Amud Aleph towards the bottom was saying Moshe Rabbeinu, he was born and died on the same day, on the 7th of Adar. And we brought proofs from the Psukim to show how he was both born and died on the 7th of Adar. And the final part of the daf was the Amud Bet, was that the mitzvot, that when the Jewish people entered into the land, if they were commanded of a mitzvah before they entered, then that mitzvah applied both in Israel and outside of Israel. If it was a mitzvah that they were commanded only after they entered into the land, then it's a mitzvah only in the land of Israel, except for the hashmatat kesafim, the cancelling of the loans, and shiluach avadim, and sending your slave away in that 50th year. These two, even though it was only after they entered into the land, still they apply both in Israel and outside of Israel. Okay. Amen. 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 Amen.